Well, as we move through these weeks and Sundays of Easter, well, this week in the Sunday's Gospel, we get a new commandment from Christ where he says, love one another as I have loved you, and you also should love one another. Well, in this week's episode of The Glory of the Mass, well, you'll get a taste of host Terry Ross' love for beautiful sacred liturgy music. He has another great episode coming up for the week. And Terry, he's joining me today. Give us a little bit of a preview.
Well, good morning, Brenda. I chose a very unusual Mass. That is the Mass Ordinary, the Kyrie and the Gloria, Credo Sanctus, and Agnus Dei. An unusual one by Josquin des Prez. Josquin wrote lots and lots of Masses in his lifetime, and we have many of them were published, and so we have a lot of them. But he only wrote two like this, Missa ad Fugam. In other words, Mass in a fugal style. I guess the way to put it is, if you think of the piece Row, Row, Row Your Boat, mm-hmm. one voice starts out singing, and the next voice that comes in imitates them exactly.
Okay.
They sing exactly the same thing.
Just starting off just a verse
later,
a stanza
later. That's how this Mass is written, except it's a lot more complicated than Row, Row, Row Your Boat. And he did this very early in his career, this particular Mass, maybe just to see if he could do it, because it's not that easy, an exercise. He did one at the very end of his life as well, another Missa ad Fugam. That's only one of the wonderful things in this show. We also have some unusual pieces, a piece by Edvard Grieg, who we don't think of as a sacred composer at all. But I have a piece called Ave Maris Stella, Hail Star of the Sea, by Edvard Grieg. And to top it all off, Schubert's monumental Ave Maria, sung by René Fleming.
Oh, such a beautiful voice. And we know that we have had, you've had whole shows on the Ave Maria in the past. And here we always just think of Schubert's Ave Maria, but of course, all the great composers you taught us previously, they all have used the Ave Maria, that beautiful text, and put it to different kinds of music. Well, Terry, and I'll tell you this, I'm going to stick with the Row, Row, Row Your Boat, and I'll leave the complex songs to our great composers. Terry Ross is joining us today because we have another great episode on this week's Glory of the Mass. Well, we are going to preview the Ave Maris Stella this week. We're going to play a piece of that. Now, we talked as we were preparing for this interview, though, that this particular composer, well, he didn't write a whole lot of sacred music, but he did write a lot of music that you might also be familiar with. Tell us a little bit about Edvard Grieg.
Edvard Grieg is Norway's greatest composer. And he wrote music, he liked to write music that had stories that went with it in some way. But he also wrote just straight ahead non-story music, including his wonderful piano concerto. But he also wrote Peer Gynt, which is music for a play. It has many, many episodes of this character, Peer Gynt, who travels all over the world, sort of in a dream world sort of situation. He turns up everywhere. And one of the places he turns up is in the Hall of the Mountain King toward the very end of the thing, when he's returning home to Norway. And people, will be familiar with that music. Well, you're going to play a little bit of it, and you'll see what I mean.
Yeah, I will play a piece of this. But let me ask you this. Now, we know that people would hear this music in liturgy, in Mass, as part of that. But when there was music like the piece that we are about to hear, how would people hear that? Would there be, like, concerts, or would the music be part of operas or plays, so to speak? How would people experience other music other than sacred liturgy music in that time?
Well, if they didn't go to see the play, which ran for 2 days. It was a very long play. But then they would hear the music in between the movements or the acts of the play.
Okay.
Not accompanying the action, but describing it in a way. Other than that, all these composers made what they call suites of their opera music and that sort of thing. And which is just, a suite is just a collection of individual pieces. But they're united by some... But either by the, but they're about the same subject or something like that. So there are a couple of Peer Gynt suites that Grieg created out of his music. And we're going to hear music, I think, from one of those Peer Gynt suites, which you just go hear that in a regular concert hall. People would go to a concert hall and listen to it.
All right. Well, here is a piece of that piece of music. It's not in this week's episode, but it's definitely one you are familiar with. And you know a composer that maybe, well, you didn't even know. He really starts to pick up there. Now, what that is quite a piece for all of the musicians to be able to play, because while they're reading music, they're also speeding up and they're paying attention to one another. That's a complex piece.
It is a complex piece. And it describes Peer Gynt running away from the trolls. Now, in Norwegian folklore, the trolls, those people that live in little caves, were friendly to human beings. But in this particular piece, they're enemies of Peer Gynt, and so they're trying to catch him, and so he's running away, and they're running after him.
And you can absolutely hear that
absolutely.
In the music.
Yeah.
So it's wonderful to have Terry Ross joining us. His breadth of knowledge about not only beautiful sacred music, but of all of these composers, both in what they've written for the church and what they've written secularly, is wonderful. These are pieces that you will hear on the Glory of the Mass. So we are going to have another selection. In fact, this one is a piece that is actually in your episode this week. Remind our listeners, the song by Edvard Grieg.
Edvard Grieg wrote Ave Maris Stella, which means Hail Star of the Sea, generally reckoned to be Mary. And it's one of very few sacred pieces that he wrote. It's the only one I could find. It's sung here by a group of German singers who prefer to remain anonymous, but that's a good piece.
All right. Well, here is the Ave Maris Stella. Just beautiful and soothing as a song to hail Our Lady Star of the Sea. Such a beautiful piece there. I feel like maybe we are missing on some beautiful sacred liturgy because he just really didn't write too much about that. But boy, that is something very beautiful.
Well, I go looking for sacred music just about every day. And I find a lot, including this piece, which I didn't know existed before.
Oh, well, we're all learning something every single week on your show, Glory of the Mass. Terry, thank you so much for putting this together and finding such great composers, well, to air on your show.
Well, you're very welcome, and I look forward to continuing.
And again, that is Terry Ross, host of the Glory of the Mass. You can find the full playlist of Terry's upcoming episode. You can find it if you go to our programming page at materdeiradio.com and look up the Glory of the Mass. You can find it all at materdeiradio.com.